Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. I am your teacher, Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
We're on our second day of a lesson called Basketball Terms. If you are a basketball fan, which I'm sure many of you are, then you want to know what terms you need to use when you are playing basketball. And sometimes you can use these terms when you're playing with other English speakers. It's good to know these things. Yesterday we talked about different terms that have to do with the basketball court. Today we're going to be talking about more of the terms you will use when you are playing basketball. Now, basketball is many people's favorite sport. It's not my favorite team sport. Mine is Ultimate Frisbee. That's a wonderful team sport. Carolyn, what's your favorite team sport?
Well, my favorite team sport to watch, not to play, is American football. I really like to watch the college teams play football.
Excellent. What about you, Nathaniel? What's your favorite sport?
Well, basketball is great to watch, but hockey is really fun to play, even though I didn't get a chance to a lot.
All right, hockey, American football, ultimate frisbee, basketball, of course, is probably one of the most popular sports. Let's get right into our second day. We're going to be getting into the reading, Getting the Ball. Let's start right there.
Basketball terms. Getting the ball. When the other team has the ball, your team wants to stop them from scoring. You can do this in several different ways. In man-to-man defense, each player on your team has someone from the other team to defend. In a zone defense, each person on your team defends one area of the floor.
Hi, friends. This is your word, Lady Joanna. Today is our second day learning about basketball. Let's check out our vocabulary for today. Defense. Defense is a noun. The football team has excellent defense. Offensive. Offensive is an adjective. The players on the offensive line are trying to score. Your more information word is screen. Screen is a verb. And here are some more basketball terms you should know. Man-to-man. Man-to-man is an adjective. Zone. Zone is an adjective. Give and go. Give and go is a noun. Pick and roll. Pick and roll is a noun. Sounds fun. Now let's finish the article.
Okay, we're talking about getting the ball here. Right at the very beginning, the first sentence is, when the other team has the ball, your team wants to stop them from scoring. That means they want to prevent the other team from scoring. Now, you can say this sentence in different ways, and I think Ken and Steve have some more information about that. Let's go and join them in the information cloud. Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
Steve, let's talk about grammar today. Have you ever stopped someone doing something?
Oh, wait a second, Ken. Don't you mean to say, have you ever stopped someone from doing something?
See, you found the mistake. I left out the preposition from on purpose. I wanted to try it because that's what the British do. They often leave out the preposition from.
Yes, Ken, I've noticed that too. The British often say, you can't stop me going, instead of, you can't stop me from going. Another similar usage is with the word prevent.
So the British might say, to prevent her falling, I grabbed her hand?
Yes, instead of, to prevent her from falling.
So this is one of the differences between American English and British English.
That's right. It's not a matter of right or wrong. It's just two different styles.
我们今天来看美式英文跟英式英文的一个差别。我们知道避免或阻止可以用 stop 或 prevent。若是要表示避免什么，就必须用介系词 from 来表示。比如说 I grabbed her hand to prevent her from falling. 我抓住她的手避免她跌倒。这是美式英文。但是英式英文呢有时候会省略 from。所以同一句话有些英国人会说 I grabbed her hand to prevent her falling.省略了 from. 今天的课文讲到 When the other team has the ball, your team wants to stop them from scoring, 阻止对方得分。但英国人呢很可能会说 to stop them scoring. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud. 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, Ken and Steve. Well, let's go back to our first sentence to review a little bit. When the other team has the ball,This is what we call possession. When another team has the ball, or when a team has the ball, it's called possession. They possess the ball. And teams are always fighting for possession. Your team wants to stop them from scoring and get the ball back for themselves. You can do this in several different ways. The first one is in man-to-man defense. Let's talk about this key word, defense, first. Gabe, what does defense mean?
Well, usually if you're on defense, you are defending your basket. You don't want the other team to score in that basket. That is the defense. You're trying to, make the other team go away and go, and you want to take it back to the other side of the court. You are in defense.
I also think of defense maybe when you're having an argument with someone. You want to defend your point. And we see this a lot of times in debates. Some schools have debate clubs, and you have to defend your position and your opinion.
I like that use of it, actually. That's what I usually think of when I think of a defense. You need to defend your position. So we see this word defense as a noun, and later in the sentence as a verb.To defend your position, to defend something. And if you're in an argument and you think that you're right, you think that the other person should listen to you, maybe they're attacking you about something, you can say, in my defense, and then share why you think you're right. Say, in my defense, and then share why you think you're right.
Great, and it is important to defend what you say. Now, in the article we see...man-to-man defense. And I've just had a really great idea, guys. Why don't we show everyone what man-to-man defense looks like? So, yeah, okay, stand up. Yep, yeah, you too, Nathaniel. Let's stand up here for everyone. And in man-to-man defense, each player on your team has someone from the other team to defend or guard against. So let's see if we can get a basketball in here.
Basketball?
Yeah, great. Okay, so...
I'll be defense.
Okay, great. So in man-to-man defense, he will be guarding against me.
Right.
Okay, like this. And he follows me around, and he's always there with me. And yes, that is man-to-man defense. Good work.
Nice job.
Great, okay. Now, you can sit down. Yeah,
okay, thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay...Continuing with the article, in a zone defense, each person on your team defends one area of the floor. You want to try that one? Yeah, zone defense?
Again?
Yeah, sure. Let's try zone defense this time.
Okay, zone defense.
So my zone.
So your zone can be just here on the floor. Yeah, right there. That's your zone.
Okay, that's his area. He's still on defense, right?
Right.
Okay, and since he's on defense, that is his zone.
That's right.
So I can go anywhere, and he is not going to follow me around.
What?
And I can go straight to the basket and shoot and score some points for my team. That is how zone defense works. Oh, yeah.
That might work, except there are usually other players in the other zones, and then they would also be defending that area.
Yeah, well, It was pretty fun playing with you just now, Nathaniel.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Okay.
Okay, so that's how it works. Man-to-man defense and zone defense. Well, that is defense. We have more to talk about a little later about something called offense. But earlier on in our paragraph, we saw a sentence, you can do this in several ways or several different ways. I like that phrase right there, doing something in several different ways. If you know a skill, maybe you can do it in several different ways. I like to play drums. Sometimes I play along with other people. I can play in several different ways. How else could you use this phrase? Nathaniel, how could you use this phrase in several different ways?
Sure, yeah. You can draw in several different ways. You could use a pencil. You could use charcoal, which is kind of a different material that some people use to draw. You could also use pens, pen and ink that you dip into ink. Those are all possibilities of different ways, several different ways to draw.
All right. Well, that's great. There are several different ways to draw or to do art. What about you, Carolyn? How would you use that phrase in several different ways?
Well, you know, there are several different ways you can write in English. You can write in very formal, advanced English, or you can write in very simple and easy to understand English.
All right, that's great. Several different ways. And of course, as you can see, there are several different ways to use this phrase, several different ways. You can defend your basket in several different ways. What is one way, Nathaniel?
One way is man-on-man defense, where one player guards against another.
All right, man-to-man defense. And the other one is?
Zone defense. And zone is just an area, which makes me think perhaps we should go see Michelle in the language lab.
I think that's a good idea. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先，我们来看 man to man 这个形容词，在篮球比赛中，这个战术是指盯人或者是一对一的打法，也就是每位球员都会被指派去防守对方的某个球员。例如 ，the coach gave the signal to play man to man， 教练给了一对一防守的信号。Man to man 也可以当副词，意思是坦诚的或者坦率的，这是一个男生才会用的用词。例如 ，It's time for us to talk man to man， 我们是该好好的坦率的谈一谈。继续我们看的是 defense 这个名词 ，defense 在这里是指防守或防御。例如 ，The team has very strong defense today， 今天这支球队的防守非常强。它的形容词是 defensive， 意思是防守的。例如 ，a defensive player， 防守的球员。
Well, we've been talking a lot about basketball terms here at Studio Classroom. Yesterday, we talked about terms to describe a basketball court, what it looks like. And before the break, we were talking about terms you use when you are on defense, when you're playing basketball. So there's man-to-man defense and zone defense. Right now, we're going to talk about the offense. So let's get started with the second reading.
Basketball terms. Scoring points. One of the easiest offensive plays is the give and go. In a give and go, you pass the ball to a teammate. Then that teammate passes the ball back to you so you can score. If you want to be like Jeremy Lin, you need to master the pick and roll. In a pick and roll, a teammate picks or screens you from a defender.This lets you get away from the defender and score a basket. Communication is important for any team. Try using these basketball terms the next time you play.
So the title of this section is Scoring Points. And if you are going to score points, then you need to be on the offensive, not the defense,But on the offense. And one of the easiest offensive plays is the give and go. We have a lot we want to talk about right there. The first, of course, is that word bank word, offensive. If you're on the offensive, that means you have the basketball and you're trying to get down to score or shoot a basket. You're on the offensive. It's almost like you're attacking the other team to get to their basket. You're on the offense.
I've also seen this word used a different way, Gabe. When you are driving, you could be driving as an offensive driver or a defensive driver. And if you drive on the offense, then you are pretty aggressive in your driving and you know exactly where you want to go.
Okay, so you could be an offensive driver. Of course, most people try to encourage you to be a defensive driver. That's a little safer. But how else can you use this word offensive, Nathaniel?
Well, in different cultures, you sometimes have to be careful what you do. Something more normal for you might be offensive to people in another country.
That is a great example. It's true. You don't want to offend people. So the offensive here, offensive is an adjective, but you can offend, O-F-F-E-N-D. That's the verb. Don't want to offend people. Say something that will hurt them or injure them. That is offending them. So don't try to offend people. But in a basketball game or any sports game, actually, it's quite normal to be on the offensive, because it's competition and you want to win. Well, we see another word here. It is the word play. It's an offensive play. Usually I think of this word as a verb. I'm going to play basketball or I'm going to play soccer or badminton. Nathaniel, why is it here as a noun? What does this mean?
Well, an offensive play is a play that you play in the offensive. So it's a play that you're doing, a strategy that your team has in order to score a basket. There can be defensive plays, defensive strategies as well.
All right. And Carolyn, you mentioned that your favorite sport to watch is American football. Are there also plays in American football?
They sure do. American football has a lot of different kinds of plays, and usually when they have a break or a timeout, they all get together and discuss what play they're going to do next.
All right, so different sports can use plays. It's kind of a plan, or as Nathaniel said, a strategy that you have when you are going to play that sport. So one of the offensive plays in basketball is called the give and go. It's kind of easy to remember because really it's just a back and forth action. You pass the basketball. Well, we can read it here in the article. In a give and go, you pass the ball to your teammate. Then that teammate passes the ball back to you so you can score. But why the give and go? Nathaniel, why do the give and go?
Well, it allows you to do two things. First, the offense can distract the defense with this play. Also, it gives the offense time to prepare to score the ball.
All right, so there are some good reasons for the give and go. We continue. If you want to be like Jeremy Lin, and I think many basketball players would like to be like Jeremy Lin, you need to master the pick and roll. In a pick and roll, a teammate picks or screens you from a defender. Okay, it's not that easy to remember the pick and roll unless you see it. So maybe you can go online and type in pick and roll to see what that looks like. It's a very good move, and this lets you get away from the defender and score a basket. Now, we did use a word in that definition of pick and roll. You need to master the pick and roll. I like that word. Nathaniel, can you talk about this word for a little bit, master?
Sure. Usually we think of master as a noun, obey your master, but here it's a verb. When you master something, you know how to do it very well after long practice. So you can practice the pick and roll and master it, able to do it every time.
Able to do it every time. You can master that. Carolyn, what can you master? How can you use this word?
Well, if you are trying to learn a language, like you are probably trying to learn English, You can master it. It means that you have no problems communicating with other people in English.
All right. I know many of you have a goal to master English. And if you're playing basketball, if you want to, then you might want to master the pick and roll, give and go, and other plays like that. Well, our final paragraph says, communication is important for any team, and that is so true. Communication is important for any team, not just a sports team, but even your team of teachers right here at Studio Classroom. Carolyn, Nathaniel, and I need to communicate with each other and everybody else at Studio Classroom. It's very important for this show to be what it is. It's important for any team. What team are you on or working with? Communication is key. It is important. And we see that you can try using these basketball terms the next time that you play basketball. Well, I want to watch a little review skit right now. Let's listen in.
Let's play basketball.
Basketball is too confusing.
Confusing?
Yes. The floor has too many lines.
The floor is called the basketball court. And the lines are important. There's a mid-court line. It's down in the middle.
Why is there a circle?
The center circle is where the game begins with a jump ball.
Okay. What about the lines around the basket?
There's the three-point line. Make a basket from behind that line and score 3 points.
And what about the lines under the basket?
That area is called the key.
The key?
Yes. At the top of the key is the free throw line.
What happens there?
You stand behind that line when you take foul shots.
When there's a penalty?
That's right. Oh. Now, what happens when the other team has the ball?
You move out of the way.
No. You stop them with defense, man-to-man, or zone defense.
Defense?
And what happens when your team gets the ball?
You hit a home run!
No. You do the give and go, or the pick and roll, and score a basket.
Oh, hooray! Basketball sounds like fun!
It is. So let's play!
Fun, but confusing. I mean, give and go, pick and roll? Strange.
That was a great review skit. Now, let's take some time to join Michelle in the language lab.
OK, 继续我们来看的是 offensive 这个形容词。Offensive 是 defensive 的反义词，意思就是进攻的。例如 Henry snatched an offensive rebound. Henry 抢下一记进攻的篮板球。Offensive 也指冒犯他人的或不当的。例如 the show contains offensive language.这场表演中有粗鲁的用词。所以我们来看课文第二段的 You need to master the pick and roll. The master 这个动词 Master 是指精通或者是掌握。例如 French is a difficult language to master. 法文是一种不太容易精通的语言。或者是 She has fully mastered this newly developed software. 她已经精通这个新发展出来的软体。And back to you, teachers.
There's been a lot of information in this article, but it's not long enough to cover everything. Not every term in basketball is here. So let's talk about a few just before we go for today. A layup. A layup is when you dribble up to the basket and take a few steps jumping up to the basket to score a ball. Another one is a slam dunk, where you jump quite far all the way up to the basket and dunk it in the hoop.Carolyn, what other words or terms can you think of?
Well, when I think of basketball, I usually don't say basketball. I shorten it, so it's b-ball. And that's usually what my friends and I say. Oh, well, let's watch a b-ball game.
Well, we learned about defense today. And actually, if your teammates are doing pretty well on the defense, you could say good D. It's a short way of saying it. Good defense or good D, you guys.
That's great. There's all kinds of terms you can learn. Get out there and learn some more. But that's it for us today here at Studio Classroom. Time to say goodbye, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
Well, it seems to me that the wind blew the...
Do try harder, Tom. The wind did blow something. What?
Tom pressed his fingers to his head for a minute. Then he said,
Ah, now I remember. It blew the candle.
My word! Go on, Tom, go on!
And it seems to me that you said you thought the door was open. You told Sid to go and...
Yes,
said Aunt Polly.
Go on, Tom. What did I tell him to do in your dream?
I think you made him shut it.
Well, that proves it. Don't tell me dreams don't mean anything. Go on, Tom.
Oh, it's getting clearer now. You said I wasn't really bad, just fun-loving. And then you began to cry.
So I did. So I did. And then?
Then Mrs. Harper began to cry, and she said Joe was the same, and she wished she hadn't punished him for taking the cream that she had thrown out herself.
Tom, this is wonderful. Go on, Tom.
Then Sid said, he said...
I don't think I said anything,
said Sid.
Yes, you did, Sid,
said Mary.
Be quiet, and let Tom go on. What did he say, Tom?
He said, I think he said he hoped I was in a happier world, but if I'd been better sometimes.
There, do you hear that? His very own words.
And you stopped him sharply.
I certainly did.
And Mrs. Harper told about Joe frightening her with a firecracker, and you told about Peter and the painkiller.
Just as true as I'm alive.